There are great rewards.
Are you ready?
Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
Good morning. Welcome to the Blitz today, live on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. Hope everyone out there is having a fantastic morning so far. It's a nice little cloudy day today, but not too cold. Today is Thursday, January 23rd. My name is Rick Butler, joined to my left by Brandon North, joined to my right by Weston Brown, and of course Chance Collins in the house as well. Fellas, how's everyone doing today? Checking in.
Doing pretty good, Rick.
All right, good to hear.
It sounds like you're doing pretty good. It took a lot out of you to say that.
No, I'm good. Yeah, I'm great.
Ready to rock?
Feeling great.
Ready to rock and roll?
Fish?
You know, it helps if you turn your mic on, Fish. Yeah, it's not working.
Sounds like we have some technical difficulties.
Oh, is it doing it again to you? It seems like it's only to you, though. So I don't know if you could...
Fish says he's doing wonderful for those who are waiting, dying of anticipation to know how Weston's doing.
They're still waiting to see how you're doing.
You just sit over, you work on that. Whenever you think you've got it figured out, you just jump right in.
Just keep throwing in a wonderful, and then eventually it'll come through. We'll know you made
eventually.
Guys, real quick, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this at all. I need to apologize to the three of you, kind of more just the two of you. I kind of have a bone to pick with you to my left here.
This is 3 days in a row when I'm going to be attacked? 3 days?
Opening segment of the day, yeah. Guys, real quick, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. Something happened last night. I was representing our show in our intense rivalry with Talk Sports, and I lost.
I was pulling for you.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. I was trying to coach you up.
You were not trying to coach me up.
What did you do?
You didn't even tell me how to switch to the onside kick.
Oh, man.
I don't remember.
You lost in NCAA, I'm guessing.
Cody and I had our rubber match, right? You know, we're in for months now, we've been in a fierce rivalry with Talk Sports. Started with the race, moved over to NCAA. A couple of other things have been talked about happening, but they don't want any of the smoke. Cody and I had our rubber match for NCAA. Chance and I lost. I had a valiant effort. But I lost.
What happened? I threw the ball.
I turned it over too many times. I lost 61-43. Although he did score 8 points there at the very end, it was a 10-point game, basically. But I lost. So I'm sorry.
I feel like I
let the team down.
Not all heroes wear capes. That's cool, man.
Chance, so why do you have a bone to pick with me?
Brandon wasn't even pulling for me the whole time.
Yes, I was.
I'm sure he was pulling for Cody.
For, yeah.
He looks like he'd pull for Cody.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
He predicted Cody like would win.
You look like you'd pull for Cody.
He gave no home field advantage. He gave me no encouragement, no support. Didn't have my back. Wasn't rooting for me. I scored a touchdown at the end. I had this ridiculous comeback at the end. And Brandon goes, oh, well, that sure makes things interesting. That was it. Elite commentary, Brandon.
I didn't know that was my job. I was just offering a comment. And you asked me to set an honest line, and I did.
Well, the line was
fair. And it was pretty damn close.
The line was fair.
Until you choked at the end and turned it over too many times, it would have been pretty close.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound too positive reinforcing right there.
Yeah, that's right. You need positive reinforcement.
Still sounds like you're bringing Rick down.
Constructive criticism.
He attacked me first.
I feel like maybe he was attacked last night. We didn't get to see
he
how that
was
played
not
out.
Attacked last
if Chance
night.
Was there, Chance would have been on my side.
Oh, for sure.
Chance would have been a home field advantage against
known hater of Cody in on the NCAA because he doesn't play with updated rosters. He plays the same damn team all the time. Try something else.
In the background, you can just
gonna,
hear.
You're just going to chime in for wonderful every now and again.
Weston murmuring, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, we're going to have to fix that mic. Chance is on the case. But anyways, okay, that's put away. Brandon, it's okay. We can be friends again. Close the door on that.
Again?
Yeah.
So we stopped being friends for a month?
It was a small period of time where that, yes, that was the case.
Wow.
You just didn't know it, but I knew it. Wow. I knew it. Anyways.
Who would have thought?
Brandon, we got a ton of stuff to talk about today. Bunch of stuff happened yesterday.
Yeah.
So Kansas, they officially announced their suspensions. We talked about yesterday that we thought that yesterday they pretty much would. And granted, it was in stages. Kansas had to go ahead and drop one suspension right away, and then everything else followed a little bit later on. So we have that to talk about. But, man, I mean, first things first, I think typical Kansas type of thing happened here. I mean, we knew it was coming. So how can I sit here and get mad at it?
I mean, okay. Yeah. I was off for a second. Yeah, I mean, it was, you could say that we maybe got, I mean, I don't guess really we got cheated or.
Yeah.
But it seems like Kansas kind of might have got off easy.
Yeah.
At least judging from our point of view as a Tennessee fan.
It just feels, I mean, obviously we're going to sit here and there's, I mean, what other take are we going to have besides they should have suspended the whole team? But, like, it really is true.
Well, you
have a bench clearing brawl like that, and for just two guys, and one of them is only two games?
Well, you were telling me that you wanted them to not even be able to play and for them to just forfeit.
Oh, of course. I would have loved a forfeit.
No.
Would you have rathered a loss or a forfeit win?
I mean, obviously, I'd rather have the forfeit win as opposed to a loss, but I'd rather beat them and actually play the game than win in a forfeit.
Well, I mean, I didn't say that, you know, if you we could did. Play 5-on-5 basketball and we could win that game, then yeah, I would love to see us go out there and win that game because that's a big deal. But what I'm saying is if it takes a forfeit to win, I would take a forfeit to win.
Weston, Billy says to tell you to unplug the mix at the bottom and plug it back in.
Yeah, that's what I was going to try to do, unplug the power source and plug it back in.
That's what Billy said to do.
I'll do it right now.
But
you want to get, you want to be involved, get in the game, son?
Back to our conversation.
Get in the game.
Put me in, coach.
Get in the game, coach.
I'm ready to play.
Follow that power cord. Do
that,
what you do.
That song, Center Field, one of the most American songs in history. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Makes you think of hot dogs, grilling, the 4th of July, baseball, America's pastime.
Oh, fish is in the floor.
Fish on the floor. Oh,
fish just flopping around, rolling around on the floor.
Anyways. So that's what happens, basically. Kansas, so yesterday around, I guess, noon or so, just to basically after we went off air, Kansas suspends forward Silvio D'Souza, and they suspended him indefinitely first. This was basically just Kansas getting ahead of everything, them coming out and saying, hey, we still have a lot of conversations to be had with the Big 12, with the NCAA, so on and so forth, but we want you guys to know that, yes, he will be suspended indefinitely. And then, as of a little bit later last night, the rest of the news comes out. So Silvio D'Souza would be suspended for 12 games. In addition to that, the Jayhawks, I believe it's a junior forward David McCormick, he received a 2-game ban, and that's it.
Not to be confused with Cole McCormick.
Yes, that's true. Former star producer of Overtime.
Mm-hmm.
He's also getting married. Did you see that?
Congrats.
Do you think we're going to get invited to the wedding?
Probably not.
I think we could. I don't want the, you know, I don't want basically this to be saying that I want to be invited to his wedding. But it also is me saying that I want to be invited to his wedding.
To Cole's wedding?
Yeah.
Are you guys that close?
I don't know.
I feel like you got to ask.
I know.
If you don't know,
you probably ain't getting the invite.
If you don't know, then you're probably not. You seem like a big wedding guy. You like weddings?
I do. Mm. I do like weddings.
Weddings are fun.
Granted, I've only been to two ever.
Mm.
Well, you're very young. You're what, 23?
Yeah.
When you get about, you know, 26, that's when all your friends start.
But I will say that is the other thing though, is that now I feel like I just have four. I lived with six guys last year, and three of them are now married. And I'm the oldest at 23.
Well, you know, most of those guys probably lived the traditional route, finished college, expect to go ahead and get married, start a family.
Yeah.
That's how they're living their lives. You, on the other hand, free spirit.
Well, that's the other thing. They have, you know, good business jobs and whatnot. They can support, you know, their spouse at this point. Me, on the other hand, what are we doing? What are we doing on this show? What do we do on this show every day?
You're ranking in the cash.
Oh, you know that's true.
You never struck me as a wedding guy.
We call you Dollar Dollar Bill.
No one calls him that.
Yeah, I wish people called me that. I strike you as a wedding guy? I like weddings. Weddings are fun.
No, you don't.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Why not?
I'm a little surprised that
he
you like
He strikes
weddings.
Me as a wedding guy, actually. Rick, very positive guy, social.
Yeah, and I have those weird kind of half awkward, half timid dance moves on the floor.
Oh yeah, I bet
you know the everybody knows your specific wedding dance, right?
I bet you cut it up out there.
Well, I can try, but anyways, I hope we get invited to Cole McCormick's wedding. That would be a big deal for me. Just want to say it.
Things are not going so wonderful for Fish behind the scenes to paint a picture.
Weston, do you have anything going?
I think you're gonna have to call Bill at break. He's gonna have to walk you through this.
Great. Wow, Fish is really handcuffed right now.
Yeah, he's driving the struggle bus right now. But from Cole McCormick to David McCormick, he gets two games,
and that's it.
Yeah, I mean that's all that's all the suspensions they handed down.
Well, we made fun of it yesterday. I mean, like, what would Kansas really do? I mean, like, they're already under or were or whatever it is, NCAA investigation, nothing happened. Like, Bill Self doesn't have to abide by anybody's rules. He's not gonna suspend anybody that was a prominent player before a matchup over the weekend where all eyes are going to be on that team immediately
after
that
fight. Yeah,
when
you got a game.
Fight.
And that's probably the other thing, right? Yeah, it's a game day matchup.
Well, it's a game day matchup with College Game Day, but think about even more so the media attention that's going to be, which kind of sucks for Tennessee if you go in there and you get blown out, you know, at the field house, because there's so much attention on them because everybody's going to be talking about the fight.
Yeah.
The attention is going to be on Kansas playing Tennessee this weekend because of this fight and everything else that happened.
I hope they try to fight us.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You think we'll win the fight? We got Eve Pons.
He's a bad man.
He can mow like five people by himself.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm fully
convinced. I don't know who'd be going up one-on-one with Eve Pons.
Fulkerson looks like he's just a nasty fighter.
He would scare me.
He's going to muck it up.
He looks just like the Tasmanian devil. He's just always whipping around.
Very helter-skelter in a fight, breaking all the rules. But there's no rules in fighting, so he's really not.
So in terms of the two guys who got suspended, is it going to make much of a difference for the Tennessee game? I don't know, and I don't really think so either. So Silvio De Sousa, here's his basically his line for the season so far. Only averaging 8 minutes a game, 2.6 points.
8 minutes a game?
8 minutes a game. 2.6 points, 2.6 rebounds, 0.1 assists, and that's pretty much it.
I mean, why are we even suspending this guy? He sucks.
I know. He doesn't even play. So, yeah, you give the guy who's getting 8 minutes per game the 12-game suspension. Sounds about right. And then the other guy, David McCormick, the sophomore forward out of Virginia, he is playing 16 minutes a game. Big whoop. 7.5 points a game, 4.7 rebounds, 0.7 assists. Here's the only thing. David McCormick, 6 foot 10 inches. Silvio De Sousa, 6 foot 9 inches. So at the very least, at bare minimum, you are depleting the amount of tall guys that they have.
They still have Azubuike.
I know. Azubuike worries me. Him and Plavsic, going to have a tough game.
Oh. Here we... How you feeling now, Fish?
Why did you ask him that question? He obviously can't answer right now, Brandon.
Good point. I forgot.
He can't answer. He can give you a good old-fashioned head shake. What is it? Is
well,
it a no?
I want to wait till he can get on the air.
Okay. So, you're right, though.
I want more than just a yes or no.
We came in here yesterday. We were fired up. We were so optimistic. We're like, hey, though, you got to – don't be afraid. You might want to pump the brakes a little bit. It's still Kansas. These are still the guys who got off scot-free from the FBI, the NCAA investigations. These are the guys that had Snoop Dogg performing at the rally. They had the mascot, you know, smoking a giant bleeze. Look, stripper poles. This is Kansas basketball.
What?
Did they? Did they?
Yes. I saw a picture of it yesterday.
A giant bleeze.
Yeah.
Okay, well out.
This is a real thing. This is what happened yesterday. I saw it on the internet. And not like, I saw it on the internet. It's got to be real.
It happened yesterday?
No. This is from the Snoop Dogg appearance.
Oh, the mascot was...
Yeah.
Was smoking...
Look.
Something
it,
that...
It wasn't the Kansas mascot. That's a dog.
Oh, I guess it was Snoop Dogg's mascot.
Oh, my God.
Why did Snoop Dogg have his own mascot there? Well... He's in like a full mascot.
Where is this picture? Thing. I have to see this now.
This is just on, search. No, it's on my Twitter. There's a tweet that I retweeted. It says, Kansas, the home of basketball. And then it's got four pictures. The first picture is Dr. James Naismith holding a big old basket a ball. The second picture is Silvio De Sousa about to clobber somebody with a stool.
Why did you think Kansas' mascot was a dog?
I just glanced over it.
First of all.
Look, first of all, you see a giant mascot with this. That's the first. I'm not thinking about the mascot. I'm thinking about what's in his mouth.
A blizz.
Yeah.
And it's a dog, though. Like, I think it could have processed elimination, that one.
So it's one of Snoop Dogg's mascots he brought to the Kansas.
Have you ever
court.
Seen the Kansas Jayhawks?
Yeah. Have you ever seen
the Jayhawks? All right, I glanced over it, all right?
He's got a big red
I glanced
head.
Over it.
It doesn't look.
A big yellow beak.
This was at Kansas. And then third, Bill Self requested $20,000 for Silvio De Sousa from Adidas.
There is no way to confuse the Jayhawk with that dog.
Oh, my God. Look, here's the deal. I looked at this yesterday when I retweeted it. I immediately was blown back by the shock value from seeing a mascot on the Kansas basketball court with what is likely to be an inflatable plastic bleeze. All right? That was the first thing that caught my attention. I retweeted it, and I moved on.
I believe the correct term would be marijuana cigarette.
Yeah, you can say that.
He is holding a marijuana cigarette.
It gives people a much better visual than he's holding
know,
a bleeze.
I feel like people got it.
I think people got it.
I don't know if they did. Coming from the guy who confused the Jayhawk with the dog.
Oh, my God.
Just saying,
I didn't confuse the Jayhawk with the dog. Right. I was just thinking that the Jayhawk was probably
That's funny
in
to
his
me.
Place.
I'm sorry.
All right, let's take a break. Let's see if we can get Fish's mic fixed. I want to hear what Fish has to say.
Are we sure?
To a poll. Do you know what a bleeze is?
Oh.
Just yes or no.
865-546-8200 is our number if you want to join us. We'll take a quick break. See if we can get Fish's mic to work.
All right, back here on the Blitz. Still trying to resolve these technical difficulties we have. So Weston's appearance on the show,
still
anticipated.
Still anticipated.
He is officially questionable on his return.
Questionable right now.
Okay, so today we got a ton of stuff to talk about. A lot of it is catch up. A lot of it is kind of stuff that was happening yesterday. So, for instance, certainly going to talk about Zion Williamson. Chance, did you watch that game yesterday?
I did.
Did you watch the whole game and just kind of in anticipation of him? Or, I mean, did you kind of just do what we did and, like, you hear he's going off towards the end, you know, and then we went and looked it up and watched it and all that?
Well, I was on my second job, so it was on the background behind me. But, I mean, I was watching to see him play.
Sure, you were keeping track.
Yeah, he didn't play a lot in the first half. He didn't have a big impact. He went into the fourth quarter, I think, with 5 points or it was something. He was in single digits, maybe eight. But he went off in the fourth. He had himself a game.
Yeah, he really did.
When it got to the fourth quarter, and I was actually kind of surprised that they pulled him. I know that they're trying to work him back in slowly and trying to watch his minutes. They definitely, I mean, he's their franchise player. He's their number one pick. They don't want him to get hurt again. So they're definitely trying to contain him and watch him. But he absolutely had a game in the fourth. He started snapping. He went off.
He went off for 17 straight points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, finished straight.
22 points on 8 of 11 shooting, 4 of 4 from three-point range. Here's my question to you guys. Is there any way that he can come back in the Rookie of the Year race? Because we all know that John Morant has just been going unconscious so far, especially as of late, but really this entire season so far. Zion Williamson's going to have about half the season to make up a whole season for Morant's time. But here's the thing I think about Zion is that we're about to get Zion Williamson slammed down our throats, right? Like, we are about to, everybody in the media is going to be going crazy about him just like it was for the draft, just like it was for March Madness, just like it was at the beginning of his time at Duke, just like it was when he was injured, right? Zion Williamson is one of the biggest athletes and really just kind of stories, especially that the media has been following for his career so far. So part of me is like, man, yeah, we might only have half a season with Zion Williamson, but it's going to feel like more than a season. I think in just terms of, you know, how much we hear about him, the stories that are being written about him, the amount of sports talk TV that talks about him, all of those kind of things wrapped into one. I think that John Morant should have this Rookie of the Year race down pat by now already just because of all the time that Zion's missed. But, man, I wouldn't be surprised if he was able to make a comeback because we are going to see so much of him now.
Well, I don't think he can make a comeback for Rookie of the Year because, I mean, the voters are going to take into account the time that he's missed. And, you know, John Morant's been out there playing, you know, pretty much every game. He's missed a couple games himself. But there's no way he can come back from this. If he had set out a year like Ben Simmons did and then won it the following year, he could have done something like that. But I don't think there's any way he can come back. But, I mean, he put on a show. I mean, he wasn't known for shooting threes at Duke. He only hit three. The most threes he ever hit at Duke was three.
In a game, wow.
He comes out, he goes 4-4 last night, and I mean that Smoothie King Center was rocking. His 17 consecutive points in the fourth quarter was the most for any rookie in 20 years. There are a lot of people, you know, didn't think he was going to come out and like, hey, he looks, you know, like he's out of shape. He's gonna have to trim his weight. He's probably not going to be so good, but he had a game and. What they need, what they got him for, you know, that he's supposed to be a focal point of that offense, focal point of the future, and you're going to hear a lot about him just because he's the next star.
Yeah,
like, you know, when LeBron came in, D Wade, that draft class, this is the next coming, like him and, you know, the Brandon Ingrams, the Jaylen Browns, like the younger generation, the Ja Morant, the Luka Doncic, like these are the next, you know, stars of the NBA that'll be your stars after LeBron gets out the game. And, you know, AD, he'll be at the top of that list. But, you know, Steph Curry, he's got maybe, you know, 6, 7, 8 seasons left in him possibly, but he stays injured a lot. So this is the next coming of the youth. And it was pretty exciting, I thought, to see how he went off last night. It was pretty awesome debut.
I think it is pretty cool, like you're saying. You know, you've seen certainly bits and pieces of guys who are coming in and who you kind of classify in that category of, hey, this is the next generation, right? This is the next generation of, you know, your LeBron, Carmelo, Dwayne Wade, you know, guys like that. Certainly a Chris Paul in there as well. But it's really something special when I think that you can finally sit down and say, you know, yeah, especially with Zion – you know, that next generation is there. You know, they are certainly there. It's not just like a couple guys away now. It's like, hey, no, you have your superstars for the next decade. No doubt about it.
No doubt.
Who do you think will have a better short-term and long-term career between those two, between Ja and Zion? Mm. Now that we've gotten to see Ja Morant on the court a lot, I know obviously the serving size, if you will, is much different.
Yeah.
But you even just start to see the fraction of what Zion Williamson can do.
Yeah, your sample size.
Or if he stays at that level.
Your sample size is a lot greater for Ja right now. But Zion is just a freak of nature's athleticism. And I think we all said, even while he was at college, if this guy develops a three-point shot, develops a shot, I mean, the ceiling, the potential is through the roof for this guy, because you can't stop him down low. He's too strong. He's too big. He's too athletic. He can jump higher than you. And then he just had to work on, you know, his ball handling skills and really work on getting his own shot. I think in the short term, it's probably Zion, simply because he's such a freak of nature, and unless he drops a lot of weight, all that force on those knees, on those legs, over time, he'll probably have the shorter career, because he's probably going to be harder on his body than Ja Morant. But Ja also does a very freak of nature athletically, and he's high flying, and he'll take it to the basket. He'll take the contact. But I think just because he's a guard, probably have long-term success probably goes to him, and then Zion probably have the better short-term success.
Yeah, and I agree with that short-term take, especially because I think of the teams that they're on right now. Granted, I mean, Memphis, it's not like they're a joke by any means.
Hey, they're in the eighth spot in the West as of now if the playoffs started tomorrow or today.
Yeah, I mean, they're sitting right back there. They'll be fighting for their playoff spot the entire rest of the year, but man, it just seems like on paper, at least, the Pelicans have a better overall team, even though their record's worse.
They
or,
do.
Or would you agree?
No, they do. They have a better team overall. They're more equipped to win this season or the next season. You know, they could maybe slip in the eighth spot as well. It'd be tough. I mean, the West is tough. Like, so they still have to get past the Grizzlies and a couple. I think they're three spots out of the eighth right now, three wins. But,
yes.
Yeah, I think all around they have the better squad to win immediately. But that Memphis team looks pretty good. Depends on who they draft next season. This year in the offseason, they look pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting. But nonetheless, seeing Zion Williamson on the court last night, throwing up 17 straight points. Really haven't seen that in 20 years? Is that really the case?
Yes, the most for a rookie, 17 consecutive. In 20 years. He also scored, 22 in 18 minutes and 18 seconds. That is an average of 1.2 points per second, per minute, not per second, 1.2 points per minute, and that is the most since the shot clock era began in 54.
Wow. Wow. Some wild stats right there. It's going to be fun to watch this guy on the court. Hey, don't go anywhere. We got much more with the Blitz coming up right after this.
I'll be out of Miami in two seasons.
Yeah, man, how bad were Miami last year?
They really blew it down the stretch. I mean, not that they like started off.
Yeah, Yeah,
they didn't start off like any better. Like where you're like, oh, like they got it together, but they looked very awful down the stretch.
Brandon, what's your take on that Derek King to Miami? Like it to me. Could have gone somewhere else, and it feels like made a much more prominent splash, right? I mean, I guess you got to see what Miami's going to do on offense next year.
Feels
maybe
that way.
It's
I mean,
make them better.
Miami lost their last three games: FIU, Duke, and then lost to Louisiana Tech in the Independence Bowl.
Oh,
yeah, and they fired
and they got shut out by Louisiana Tech.
They fired Dan Enos.
Yep.
Their offensive coordinator, replacing him with Rhett Lashley.
Dan Enos, wasn't he a name?
He was of Alabama.
Some kind Alabama of ties to Tennessee.
He was
during
in
the coaching search
when they won
to
the
championship. Replace Tyson Helton.
Yeah,
and when they won the championship, he was the quarterback's coach. Their last championship that they won.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he didn't make it though. The culture of Miami. I mean, it's kind of as much as I want to rag on them too. Even though Florida State has had more success than they have in the last, say 6 years or so, it's still things aren't right down there. I'd like to see Miami, you know, get to back like they used to be, though. I mean, I think, you know, I always say with the Blue Bloods, whether it's in, like, professional baseball or in a football, even college football, like, I think that college football is a lot more fun when Miami's, you know, pretty good and in the national media spotlight and they're doing Miami things.
Yeah, how many years ago was that big turnover chain?
It's just a couple years. Yeah, they still do it. Well, Manny Diaz.
But really when that kind of hit peak.
I guess it was
when they were good with three, it, at least.
Well, that was Mark Richt's last season, and that was when they made it all the way into maybe the top five, and they lost their last game to Pittsburgh. 2017. It's 2017. Yeah, they lost their last game to Pittsburgh. Thank you, Tidbits and Info from Fish. You guys can't hear him, but he's always contributing to the show. Yeah, I think it was then, and yeah, that's when they introduced him. Manny Diaz was defensive coordinator for Mark Richt, and they still – I'm pretty sure used that chain. But that was when they started, when they brought it out, and everybody else started with their gimmicks. And now Tennessee came with a trash can.
Yeah, well, I had forgotten about that for a moment.
What was it called?
The turnover trash can.
It had a big old Team 121. Was that it?
Yeah, it did.
It had a huge old Team 121.
It was awful.
Sticker slapped right on the side of it.
Like, Miami went out, they made a chain, you know, not nothing too lavish, but they made it look good and, you know, had a little flash to it.
Some people did some cool stuff.
Somebody was sitting in the athletics office and saw one of those gray trash cans that you see all over campus and said, hey, let's go ahead and put Team 121 on that, and we'll have the turnover trash can.
But for Butch's stuff, like everything, I bet it already had the Team 121 sticker on it. Right?
Yeah. Well, he was about, you know, the team numbers.
Butch loved that. He had the team numbers locked down. So that's one of the transfer quarterbacks on the move. The other one, Felipe Franks. He left Florida, headed to Arkansas, play with new coach Sam Pittman. Tennessee got to play Arkansas next year.
Halloween night.
So we still have not gotten rid of Felipe Franks from the schedule.
Nope.
What did you call him that one day?
Mr. Tomness.
So good.
That is pretty good. I'll give you that one.
Are you afraid of Felipe Franks?
No, but he's just annoying.
Has Tennessee beat him?
That's a good point.
Yeah, no. But like,
no, they've not beat him. But he's playing for Florida. Now he's playing for Arkansas.
Sam Pittman kind of scares me. You seen that guy's eyes? He looks crazy.
Sam Pittman scares you?
A little scary. As just what he, you know.
Not like as a football like. Coach. You're
he's
saying
creepy.
Like, you're saying
yeah,
like
that's
he
what I'm
could,
saying.
He has some crazy eyes.
Type of guy that might stalk you.
Maybe. I mean,
he looks like it. He's got the creepy eyes.
Have you seen the videos of him? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's a crazy dude.
Looks like he's owned some things.
Probably.
And seen some things.
Hey, probably.
This may be the most least optimistic comparison of all time. Who's a better quarterback? Felipe Franks?
We did this last season.
I feel like we definitely did
and
this.
And I was definitely on the flip play, and I still better than Jared Garantano. Yeah. Give me Mr. Thomas.
I'm gonna say no.
Here we go.
You said no last time.
Here we go, and Fish can't even
come over here, Fish. Get on this mic. I know you want to talk about JG. Bring it over here.
Here
Fish,
we go.
I got a bunch of JG stats for you. I've
at 45 minutes into the show, Fish makes his debut. Go!
Doing wonderful.
Hey!
Glad to be on here, finally.
Welcome to the show, Fish.
Thank you. Are you going to give us JG stats? Or? I thought that's
No, not yet.
It's not close. Why would you think that again?
He's so mad already.
I know. It's Felipe Franks. That's why I'm saying
it's Jarrett Garantano.
That's true.
Yeah, Rick, what do you have to say?
I mean, I wasn't really going to debate it. I was just saying. I think that JG's better.
Is Garantano?
I don't know anything about Felipe.
Fish to
I don't
you
know that
is
much.
Is Garantano still? You believe he's the worst quarterback in all of the SEC?
He's the worst quarterback in the last 30 years at Tennessee.
Come on.
Name one starter who started for over a season that is worse than him in the last 30 years. You can't do it.
Justin Worley?
Oh, he's better than Justin Worley.
Yeah, this one.
No. Justin Worley's better. I would.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Justin Worley had good SEC games. He played great against Georgia. He played pretty good at Oklahoma in 14.
I don't know.
He threw for like
he was
two.
Very average.
He was
average, better than bad.
Yeah, he didn't blow any games like JG did this year.
He didn't go rogue.
Jonathan Crompton was not good.
Well, Crompton was a lot better than Garantano.
Crompton
though.
Had a career.
He went and made himself
a completion percentage of 55%.
He's a CFL champion,
yeah,
Rick.
And like
in the CFL.
Look at 2009.
Yeah,
you 2009.
Look at, yeah, look at when Kiffin.
He had 58.3% throwing. He had
look at the yards, touchdown, interception ratio.
27-13. That's a large number. JG's 16-8. Which there's so many weird stats about JG. Like I haven't brought it to the show yet because I'm still trying to collect a couple of things. But there are some such weird stats. Like in the first half of the season, Fish. Here's one of the weird stats, right? In the first half of the season, right? So the first seven games, he threw eight touchdowns, four interceptions, right? Against tough competition too. That was Alabama was included in there too. In the back half, so the final six games, all the stats were improved, except the touchdowns and interceptions were the exact same. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird when you have all the stats laid out. At some point, we will get into that. But anyways, hey, we have an important segment to talk about, final segment right here. Brandon is telling you, don't get sick. Brandon, here in a couple weeks, I will be traveling on a plane. Should I?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on how things go, Rick.
Well, I think you're okay.
In the United States, I think I'm okay right
now,
right?
Yeah, you're just, what, you're just traveling
Where are you
home?
Traveling to? Hold on, Chance. I think it depends on where he's traveling to. We don't give him false information. Where are you going?
Traveling to the state of Arkansas.
Yes.
Why?
You'll be okay.
I think I'll be okay.
Why would you go to Arkansas?
Going to visit Cody's family.
That's strange.
It is strange. Is
Cody going with you?
No.
No.
That's even more weird.
Stand by it.
Anyway.
Weird.
You should be cautious, Rick.
Okay. Why?
Because there's a new strain of coronavirus which emerged in the central Chinese city of Wuhan last month.
Nah. Is this
like the
swine flu?
No!
I don't know.
No!
But it has killed at least 17 people.
Oh.
Sickened more than 590, so almost 600 people, and caused the city of Wuhan, which has a population of 11 million, to be locked down.
Wuhan.
The virus.
So they are quarantining entire cities? Is that what you're saying?
11 million people locked down in Wuhan. The virus, which can cause pneumonia, is poorly understood, so we don't even really know what it does. Scientists now fear it may have spread to humans from snakes or bats.
Snakes. Snakes.
No, they think that it's bats. You want to know why?
Why?
Because
there's... Are people having sex with bats?
No.
What?
Worse.
What?
Worse.
How does it get worse?
Here's the headline.
How does it get worse? Woo.
Revolting footage shows Chinese woman eating a whole bat at a fancy restaurant as scientists link the deadly coronavirus to the flying mammals. They think that it's bats.
You're telling me.
Ugh.
You're
Ugh,
telling me
nasty.
A woman ate a bat.
Yeah, there's whole. The picture.
Don't people eat bat? Don't people eat bat brains? Isn't like a delicacy.
Yeah, but this isn't like bat brains. This is like
a
full on bat. She just ate it, and that is what has caused
like Ozzy Osbourne
this city
style.
Of 11 million to be quarantined.
That's what they think. That's what they think.
All right, I'm reading right here. It says this is coming from a researcher at the School of Public Health at the University of Hong Kong. He says, what we know is it causes pneumonia and then does not respond to antibiotic treatment.
Well, because it's a virus.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know why he's surprised by that. I mean,
I don't
right?
know. If, I don't know if he's surprised. I was surprised by that.
So it's a virus. So it's not antibiotics kill bacteria.
Okay.
Correct.
That makes sense. Yikes. This is not good.
Steroids helping a virus, right?
So what do we do? Do we just close down all the airports? Like no international travel to China for a while? Well, how do you solve this? I don't want to get sick. We don't want the, what is this thing? The coronavirus.
You can't remember what it's called?
No, I couldn't.
Gotta hate to be corona marketing right now. Gotta be taking a hit for the people who aren't educated. Why you can't drink them Coronas? Get you all sick and get that virus.
Any pub is good pub.
He just reached over into Chance's space, into Chance's personal bubble, threw his head in there.
And didn't even speak directly into the mic.
A pub is a pub. That was great.
Wuhan, I just looked up, is like the sixth biggest city in China with 6 million people. And I was like, dang, that's a lot of people. And China has over 100 cities with 1 million people in it. I'm on the Wikipedia page.
Yes, Fish, I'm not sure if you're aware, but China has the largest population in the world with over 1 billion people.
I'm aware.
Hey, Chance, you want to hear,
into the mic.
You wanna hear a funny story, Chance?
Quickly.
Yesterday, or not yesterday, but over the weekend, Bear was at our house, right? And Bear was trying to tell me that you could fit all of the continents inside of the continent of Africa. And I told him, Bear, I don't think that's fundamentally true. And he said, yes, it is. Don't try to talk to me like that. You can do it. And so he said, look it up, look it up. So obviously I went and looked it up, proved him wrong. And he believed that I brought this non-factual information to the table. How are people, like, you can fit China into the continent of Africa.
Yeah.
Very easily. You can probably fit it with the United States, maybe a couple other
but
European countries.
But not all of the continents.
You can't fit Asia into Africa when Asia's bigger.
I just feel like anybody with common sense knows that.
I know. He thought that I was lying to
him. But then again, we are talking about the bear.
Hour number two, coming up next.